So the Mishnah on the Fayin Tes Amid Beis, just to go down memory lane, yesterday's daf, said that what would be if a Sofer wrote a get, and the Sofer knew that you have to write it the Zman of the get, either Shem Yichapa Basachoysai, or Mishon Peiris, Machlokes, Rabbi Yechon, Mishlokesh. So Zman means you write the month, you write the date of the month, you also have to write the year. Now when this Sofer wrote the year, he wrote the year, L'shum Minyan HaMalachim, but it was the wrong Malchus. He messed it up. So Kosav L'shum Malchus She'eno Higenes, which the Gemara defines as Roimi, L'shum Malchus Madai, L'shum Malchus Yavon, L'binyan Abayis, L'churban Abayis. If he wrote the get for any one of those things, says the Mishnah, the halacha is, not only is the get apostle a get, but Teitzi Mizeh U'Mizeh, V'tzricha Get Mizeh U'Mizeh, and we literally throw the whole Shulchan Aruch on this person. The Gemara says, how could it be for something so insignificant, a seeming misdemeanor? Mamish, this mamzerim all over the place. And the Gemara said, it's Rameir L'Tamei, Stamish is Rameir. Rameir holds his big chiddush that kol ha'mishana mimatbeah shetovah chachamim begitin, even if it's a din derabbanon, havla mamzer, and that's the beer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave examples of the wrong date that the Sofer wrote. He wrote it L'shum Malchus She'eno Higenes. It was the wrong date. Why was it the wrong date? Because he was supposed to write it. We spoke about this yesterday. As if it was L'shum Malchus Paras. He wrote L'shum Malchus Madai. He wrote L'shum Malchus Yavam. He wrote it L'Binyan Habayis. And he wrote it L'Churban Habayis. What is Binyan Habayis and Churban Habayis? What is that? Who counts L'Binyan Habayis and L'Churban Habayis? We know there's an Inyan that the years are supposed to be counted for the Minyan HaMelachim. That's Din Dapeh. It's Rosh Hashanah Dapeh. That was the whole yesterday's daf. L'Binyan Abayis, L'Churban Abayis. Demis says, how do we write Gittin today? How do you write anything today? It's the Bria Silam. Tavshin Pei Gimel is 5,700, right? The 5,000 is silent, but it's 5,783 years L'Bria Silam. What's this minion of Binyan Abayis and Churban Abayis? So I'll tell you what Dover Niflo. The emes is, it's a Mefurish Medrash. It's a Mefurish Medrash, and I saw this Medrash in a drasha from the Chassam Sofer. I didn't see the Medrash inside, I assume it's somewhere. But the Chassam Sofer brings a Medrash that says as follows, quote, this was a drasha that the Chassam Sofer gave on Zion Av. So this was a Tisha B'Av drasha. The Eibush tells Klal Yisrael, Ilu Zachisem, had you been Zoicha, Hayisem Moinim Lebinyonei Shoveis HaMikdash. When you counted, you would have counted Lebinyonei Shoveis HaMikdash. Achshav Shaloi Zachisem. But now that you weren't Zoicha, Atem Moinim Lechurbanoi. Instead, you're counting Lechurban Veis HaMikdash. It's a Medrash Nifla that the Chassam Sofer brings in one of his drashas. Oh, but the Emes Niz Vehein Hein Advarim. I think this Medrash has a Makar in the Mishnah. You see, in the Mishnah, there's an Indian of counting Lebinyonei, and there's an Indian of counting Lechurbanoi. And Ilu Zachisem, when Klai Yisrael is Zoicha, we count the binyanoi, and when we're not zaycho, we count the chobanim. But I'll kopan him. This diuk is a mafurish and medrash huva bedrasha shomaron achsam soifer. Now, in that drasha, the chsam soifer asks a bomb kasha. His kasha is that it sounds like from the medrash that now that the Beis HaMikdash was chariv, a yid is supposed to count l'churban Beis HaMikdash. We should know precisely when the Beis HaMikdash was chariv, and we should be counting this amount of years since the churban, that amount of years since the churban. Right, today, when the Beis HaMikdash was, you have to be a quasi-historian to know when it even took place. It sounds like a yid's supposed to count this way. Every check you sign should have in it a zecher, a mention of how many years it is, l'churban Beis HaMikdash. So the Chassam Sofer says it's a pella by him. That how's it shayach? This sounds like an often a chazal, and nobody does it. And Emma says, I think the diak is stark. The Chassam Sofer doesn't say this. The Mishnah didn't even mention that this yid was kosav l'shum brius oilam. How can the Mishnah didn't say that? I mean, to me, it's ikka chasim and ha-sefer. The Mishnah is talking about the sefer that batched up. And we have five dugmois of how... Now, the Gemara made it tzricha, so true. But five dugmois of how he batched up. This malchus, that malchus, the other malchus, this one and the other one. What about the main one? He wrote the Bria Sa'ilam. He wrote the way a Yid writes. He wrote Tovshin Pei Gimel. That's what he wrote. No one even mentioned it. Man Dechar Shmei. I think the Teretz is the Chassam Sofer's Kasha. It's not the way you're supposed to write. You're supposed to write Lebinyan. You're supposed to write Lechurban. The Mishnah is talking to the Upkehit and a Yid. The beginning, okay, this is the Rosh Hashanah L'Malachin. That's the Shleim Malchus part. And then the second part is, what about a Yid who writes the way you're supposed to write? How you supposed to write? Ilu Zachisem. You write Lebinyan. You write Lebinyan. You write Chorbanai. But it sounds like you're not supposed to write the Minyan Brias Olam. It's a Freitach Sam Sofer, a Bon Kasha, it's a Mefurish Chazal. It sounds like it's a Tzivoy. This is the way you're supposed to write. This is the way you're supposed to write. What's going on over here? In our minik, how come no one's noyik to write that way? So the Chassam Sofer says a beautiful hergish. I don't have the lashon in front of me, but he says a beautiful, beautiful hergish based on the very first Rashi in the Torah. Bereishis bar elikim eis hashamayim ve'eis haaretz. Zok deheligir Rashi. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Lo yhoyu tzarich lahaschalas haTorah el me'achodesh hazelochem." Really, the way the Torah should have began was with hachodesh hazelochem. She mitzvah rishoyner shenitzdava by Yisrael. The Torah l'chura is the sefer where we're commanded with all the things that we need to observe. No, the first mitzvah, says Rashi, was achodesh hazelochem. And if that's the case, l'chura, isn't that where the Torah should have started? Umatam pasach b'bereishis. So why does the Torah start with bereishis? Mishum koyach masav higid la'amoy loseis lohem nachal askoyim. Shem yoymer umoy sa'oylam. Because if the umoy sa'oylam are ever going to come to the Yid, and the umoy sa'oylam are going to say, listem atem, you're a bunch of ganovim, shekvashtem arzoy shiva goyim, because you stole the land from the Knanim who were living there before you entered in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Heim oymrim lehen. You know what the Yidden are going to say? Kol ha'aretz shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. The whole land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I know that? Bereishis bara elikim es ha'shamayim ves ha'aretz. Hu bara? Davish that created the world. U nesana lasha yashav einov. And he gave it to who he decided to give it to. Bertzoyna nesana lehem. He gave it to Klai Yisrael beratzen. U bertzoyna not lamehem u nesana lanu. The point is, he gave it to the Knanim, then he took it away from the Knanim, he gave it back to us. When a Yid remembers Chiddush Ha'olam, when a Yid remembers Bereishis bara elikim es ha'shamayim ves ha'aretz, what does that invoke? That invokes the first Rashi, Eretz Yisrael shalanu. It's something that belongs to us. I, the Knanim, but the Eibishter took it from the Knanim, gave it to us, and this is the land that really is supposed to belong to us. The Eibishter wanted that when the Yidden Galus, he should remember Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the way you're going to remember Churban Beis HaMikdash is by counting this amount of years from the Churban, that amount of years from the Churban. Abasedach Sam Sofer, we don't do that. What we do is we count Lebriyas Olam. But when we count Lebriyas Olam, any Yid that's a Bar Seichel, any Yid that's a Bar Das, that has a little bit of Avonah, he understands that really we are doing that. Because when we remember Bereishis bara elikim es ha'shamayim ves ha'aretz, Tzedek Sam Sofer, it takes us immediately to the first Rashi al HaTorah. If Bereishis bara elikim es ha'shamayim ves ha'aretz, why are we in Golus? Why don't we have a Beis HaMikdash? Why are we not in Eretz Yisrael? The Teretz is because of our Averis. Teretz is there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash. So remembering Minyan Brias Ha'olam is another way. It's a roundabout way, said the Chassam Sofer, of remembering Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the emes is we're being Mekayim both. And then the Chassam Sofer says, when we remember Brias Ha'olam, we're also remembering Brias Ha'olam. What could be more powerful than remembering that the Eibishter is the one that created the world? That's Bacha Bakuk Vehemida Nalachas Vitzadik Bemunasa Yichya. So said the Chassam Sofer, Minya Brias Ha'olam is number one Chiddush Ha'olam, Shtel Sud Ramban in Parshas Shmos, but in Parshas Boy. So you have that. In addition to that, you also have this inyan of you are counting the Churbanoi per the first Rashi Al HaTorah, Vakol Yovei Amukamir Bashalim. But there's a second part of this Rashi that has really nothing to do with our sugya, not today's daf or even yesterday's daf. But me'inyan le'inyan ba'isin, I just want to end with this because it's dover be'itay matay. We said this was a drasha that was given Zayinov. And the Chassam Sofer's drasha in Zayinov, it's the second part of this drasha. So what was it like to hear a drasha from the Chassam Sofer? This is the first part, and then there was the second part. I'm just saying over mamish bekitzer, some of the nekudas, but it's mamish nifl in the welt. He says something so meiridik. He says that chodesh av is the chodesh of all the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. B'shenichnas av mematem b'simcha. All the terrible things that happened during Chodesh Av. So the Chassam Sofer said this epis was Likman Chafen Hart. It's something that's bothering me very, very badly. Everyone knows the Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. It's a brice, a ton. Kivin Shenaf Al Pur B'Chodesh Adar. Haman was plotting to go after the Jews, and he cast lots. He made a girl, and the girl was going to determine which month he was going to chap it with the Yidden. And which month was it? It was Chodesh Adar. And when he saw it was Chodesh Adar, Samach Simcha Gedoyla. He was very besimcha. Amar, he said, Nafali Pur B'Yerach Shem Beis by Moshe. Wow, this is perfect. This is the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. It has to be a month of bad mazel for the Yidden. I'm going to be very, very successful. Oh, but the Gemara says, "V'lei hoya yodeya, Haman Arasha didn't know shebeshiva ba'adar meis." It's true, Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter in Chodesh Adar, he was also born in Chodesh Adar. And being that he was also born in Chodesh Adar, so in as much as it was a month that's Israel le Masle, but it's also a month where the Yid has tremendous mazel. And that's something that Haman didn't know. So he was besimcha, but really the joke was on him. Because it turns out that Chodesh Adar wasn't a bad month. Chodesh Adar is the most mazeldig month for the Yid. So the Chasam Sofer says like this, Aharon HaKoyen, who was shakul k'moshe, as Chazal say in many different places, was nifter on Rosh Chodesh Av. And it's the Chasam Sofer says, the hergish is that Chodesh Av is the Yerach Shemesh by Aharon. And that's why it's a Chodesh where there's such terrible calamities that have befallen the Jews throughout the millennia. Because it's the Yerach Shemesh by Aharon. Oh, but the Chasam Sofer asks that if Aharon HaKoyen was nifter on Rosh Chodesh Av, it's Yitochin that he was noilan in Chodesh Av as well. Because the Gemara says, "Es mispa yamecha amale," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamale shnoisav shal tzadikim. And if that's the case, the Chayr was also born in Chodesh Av. Just like Moshe was meis and noilan in Zayin Adar, the Chayr, Aharon HaKoyen, if we know he was niftar in Chodesh Av, that's his yahrzeit, it's probably his birthday too. So if that's the case, why was the fact that Chodesh Av was the yerach shenoilad by Aharon not enough of a reason to protect the Yidden from all the tzaris that would come to them during Chodesh Av? That was the Chasam Sofer's kasha. And his teretz is mamish nifle in the welt. The Chasam Sofer says like this. He says that it's true that a tzaddik has an ability to protect. A Yid can attach himself to a tzaddik, and by attaching himself to a tzaddik, it can protect. Omnom. Hateretz ukach. Schus hatzaddik megen. The schus of a tzaddik protects, but only kisha'oichsen maisav. When the Yid goes in the way of the tzaddik. But when a Yid doesn't go in the way of the tzaddik's ma'aseh are not going to protect. So listen to Godless. Zokter Chasam Sofer, what was the kitrig on Klal Yisrael when they were in Bavel and during the whole story of Purim? It was Rafu Yudayim and Atayra. That's what was going on at that point. And because it was Rafu Yudayim and Atayra, so therefore the Yerach Shemes by Moshe, who was the Amud HaTorah, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai was a Meridig Kitrik. And Chodesh Adar, that was the year that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Yeah, because the Yidden weren't keeping the Torah properly. And as a result, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mace, and it was a Meridig Kitrik. But what happened during that door? Hadir Kiblu Azokta Gemara Bahava Bimeach HaShverosh. They were Mechazik in Torah. And because they were Mechazik in Torah, so Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Because now all of a sudden they were able to Shtel Zuchzu to the Schuss of the Tzaddik, because Moshe Rabbeinu was suddenly noilad, because Hadik Kablu B'Meach HaShverosh. So Haman thought, perfect, I'm going to take down the Yidden and Chodesh Adar. But he didn't know that it was also the Chodesh and noilad by Moshe. And once Klal Yisrael were Hadik Kablu B'Meach HaShverosh, now they could attach themselves to the Amud HaTorah, that's Moshe, now they had the Schus of the Tzaddik. But he says, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Yesheni because of Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chino was the antithesis of Midas Shal Aharon HaKoyen. Aharon HaKoyen was Oyev Shalom, he was Roidev Shalom, he was Oyev Esabrius, he was Makarmel Torah. His whole essence, his whole Metzius was Chesed. He said if Klal Yisrael would have done Chesed in that door, if they Taka would have had a Havas Abrius, if they would have Shtal Zuchzu to Yen in the right way, if they were Oyev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom, then it would have been the Yerach Shenoilat by Aharon. And they would have had the Schus. The problem is that door was living in the Yerach Shemesh by Aharon. That was the door they were living in. And because that's the door they were living in, that's why they didn't have the Yeshua. In the time of Haman, in the time of Purim, Klal Yisrael had this rebirth. They were Hadir Kiblu B'Meach HaShverosh. Hadir Kiblu B'Meach HaShverosh. They now shtel zichzu to the tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu. You shtel zichzu to a tzaddik, his chus is going to be gairam meiridig Yeshua's. And they had the Yeshua. The Yeshua was as a result of the fact that they could shtel zichzu to Moshe, to Hadir Kiblu B'Meach HaShverosh. And Haman didn't chap this. Haman said, perfect. This group of Jews, they're mamish, they're tamidim of Moshe Rabbeinu, of a Moshe Rabbeinu's mace, and it was perfect. Bingo, he nailed it. 1 in 12 chances. And he hit it. Perfect. Hole in one. He got the right month, and he was so besimcha. He was so happy. He chap the Klal Yisrael was Hadik Kablua. This is also a month where if the Yidden would do the right thing, they could be ma'ir the schus of Moshe, the kachava. And the Chasam Sofer said the same thing would have happened in the Zman of the Churban. The problem is, the Zman of the Churban was the Yerach Shemes by Aharon. It wasn't the Yerach Shenoyled by Aharon. And the tzchus of the tzaddik Aharon couldn't be megan on Klal Yisrael, And that's why ultimately it was destroyed. So my hergish was that the Navi says, Yirmiyo, it's in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis. Oz tismach besula b'machol. Shivad in Achemta. Ubachurim uskeinim yachtav. It's going to be great days that are coming. V'hafachti evlon l'sosoin. And I'm going to take their evil and I'm going to be mahapichit l'sosoin. V'nichamtim v'simachtim mi'yigoynam. V'hafachti evlon l'sosoin. It sounds so much like v'nahapachula Yehudim. V'hafachti evlon l'sosoin. We know that the Tanesim and all the Tsoimois one day are going to be nepach l'sosoinu l'simcha. It's mamish what it is, ba'oimeka inyan. Chodesh Adar was the Chodesh in Meis by Moshe. It's also the Chodesh in Noilad by Moshe. B'shas the Gzeira, the Yidden were under the Gzeira of, this is the Yerach Shemes. But it was V'nahapachul Yehudim. Adar became not the Yerach Shemes. It became the Yerach Shenoilad. Av is a man of Mishenichnos Av Mematim B'simcha. But that's only if we live in the world of Yerach Shemes by Aharon. But we have the Koyach with our own Meisim through Midasai and being Mitalmid of Shalom. By being Oyev Shalom, by being Roid of Shalom, by being Oyev Esabriyos, by being Mekarv Yidon Latoyer, which is the ultimate chesed. By us doing that, we can be Mahapach, the month of Av, from a month of what it was in Haman's Havamina was going to be Chodesh Adar. A month of Mamate B'Simcha will be Zoicha to the V'nahapachul HaYehudim. It will be the Yerach Shenoilad B'Yaharan. Be zeichat v'hafachti evloin l'sosoin v'nichantim v'simachtim miyagoina.